Hello, everybody. This is Jay Cooley with Rethink Tech, where we provide you your daily dose of what's up in emerging technology. On today's news, a controversial proposal to curb climate change by halting population growth. A detective has been granted access to an entire private DNA database, and Google's new chip, it protects the cloud where it's most vulnerable. All that and more on today's episode of Rethink Tech. And first up on the news, more than 11,000 scientists signed an editorial declaring a climate emergency, but other researchers immediately criticized one of the proposed remedies, halting population growth. The issue is that since rich nations generally already have a flat or declining birth rate, the proposal largely seems targeted at a fast-growing developing nations in Africa and Asia. Now, what's the problem here? Well, quoted by Arvind Ravi Kumar on Twitter, he says that a bunch of white people in the developed world saying population should be reduced is the definition of an imperialist framing. Ravi Kumar of Harrisburg University and Science and Technology. It feeds into the perception among conservatives that climate science is an ideology that prioritizes nature over humans. The push for a smaller world population could also be abused to justify aggressive population control or racist attitudes. Now, the reality is whether we end up 9, 10, or 11 billion people in the coming decades, the world is still going to be pumping out increasingly risky amounts of climate pollution if we don't fundamentally fix the underlying issues like energy, transportation, and food systems. Next up on the news, a detective has been granted access to an entire private DNA database. A Florida detective was granted a warrant to access genetic information of nearly 1 million people held by a consumer DNA site GEDmatch. Even if users has opted out of appearing in police search results, this will still appear, all according to New York Times. It seems to be the first time a judge has granted this sort of warrant, choosing an overrule of a company's DNA data privacy policies. Now, some background on this to go into it. More than 26 million people have taken an at-home DNA test, and for years, the vast majority of the data has been off-limits to the law enforcement, and that's due to these data protection privacy laws. Well, the biggest sites, they've always pledged to keep user genetic information private. That's what they've stood on. Now, a new president came in, a new ruling that means that none of all that really matters. It could set the precedent that opens up all consumer DNA sites to law enforcement agencies. So as long as they obtain a warrant, and now this warrant has already been flooded into the system, you best believe other people are going to be trying to piggyback off this and use this. Now, should this matter to you? Like, should you care? Well, you don't necessarily have to have taken a DNA test yourself for this decision to affect you. Practically every American can now be tracked through their relatives, even if they have never taken the test themselves. So let's say if a relative has taken it, they could still trace you back because obviously they could use that data, put it into a machine learning algorithm, and therefore be able to predict and better really kind of really aggregate the data and put it together and say, you did it, if that's you. Next up and lastly is Google's new chip protects the cloud where it's most vulnerable. Now, the big picture behind this is that given the cloud really runs the world right now, you would think that Amazon, Google, and all the cloud companies raking billions know every piece of hardware, software, and code in their data centers. Yeah, right. You're wrong. For hackers, this data is the center of one of the most highly valuable targets. Now, as a result of this, Google has announced at a first layer of defense in the company's 19 cloud data centers on the five continents. This thing is called Open Titan, an open source version of its Titan chip. It aims to cryptographically prove that the machine operating in Google's $8 billion cloud business can be trusted. They haven't had added vulnerabilities and aren't under any advisory control. So decentralized. Interesting. So now Google has something to authenticate himself to say that the cloud is protected. That's all the news for that. Now, up next, the segment we've all been waiting for, The top 10 must-knows of today. I've combined the internet to find you today's most fun, important, scary, fascinating stories about technology. And to start it off, number 10. UPS has delivered prescription medications to U.S. homes for the first time. Now, there will be plenty of regulatory hurdles that it's going to go through. And if this becomes wider as a service, it's only going to get harder for UPS to do so. So be prepared. Number 9. This t-shirt will make you invisible to AI. Well, it will also make you look horrible, but the choice and option is yours. Number 8, volunteers in New York are giving elderly people smartphone lessons. Maybe the censors or the seniors can return the favor with a lesson or two about digital detoxing. Oh, interesting. Number 7, welcome to the weird world of DNA food shopping. Now, there's a little evidence that eating based on your genes conveys any benefits, but don't let that stop you. We've got a new service for you here. Number 6, warehouse workers are being tracked down to their muscle movements. This device is touted as being for safety, but it can easily be used for surveillance and productivity monitoring as too. Wow, interesting. Number 5, the surprisingly long history of working out how to talk to aliens. Now, do we use mirrors, radio waves? Do we do send cats? I mean, what do we do, right? Like, how do we talk to these people? Number 4, the first trial of an in-brain chip to fight opioid addiction has officially launched. And if successful, it could be a last resort where all other approaches have failed. Not bad. Number 3, how one woman moved on from an incarceration to YouTube. If you like beauty tips served on the side of prison reform, Christiana Rendell is the woman for you. Wow, what a turnaround in life. Number 2, the U.S. censorship concern over overwritten by Chinese bosses at TikTok. Former employees have directly contradicted claims by the company's executives. Wow. Now, remember, yesterday we had talked about this. The U.S. thinks TikTok could be a national security threat, and TikTok kind of has a credibility problem. So this all really falls in that bucket, right? Lastly, but not least, number 1, Facebook is still leaking user data to third-party apps. Man, that is huge. It is said that it had clamped down after Cambridge Analytica, but evidently not enough. More on the news of that data information is Facebook is testing using facial recognition to verify people's identity. So not only that, they'll be able to capture more facial data. And also, don't buy the Facebook Portal TV. That's a little creepy yet. Facebook is also going to be explaining its plans to expand encrypted messaging today. So we'll probably talk about that a little bit more tomorrow after that information is released on Reuters. But that is your top 10 must-knows about for today. And we're going to end this episode off with a good quote. The presidential candidate Andrew Yang tells Wired why he deserves to be Donald Trump in next year's election. His quote, "I'm better at the internet than he is." Oof. And that is all the information on Rethink Crypto, where we provide you your daily dose of emerging technology. Let's give it up for Jay Cooley. That's me. And we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.